You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
God bless you. Welcome to the Voice of Victory program with pastor, evangelist, and Bible teacher, Delfino Garcia, Jr. Stay tuned to receive God's blessing through His Word.
I surrender, Lord. I surrender, Lord. I surrender my all to You. I surrender, Lord. I surrender, Lord. I surrender my all to You. Come and change my life. Come and change my heart. I surrender my all.
Praise the Lord. God bless you and welcome again to the Voice of Victory program. God Almighty, I'm telling you, woo, I am so excited to be here this morning, and I am thanking God, hallelujah, for being so good to us. Amen. And one of the reasons that I am, hallelujah, real happy to be here is because, you know what, for a moment there, Satan attacked, and boy, I'm telling you, I had to do some praying, hallelujah. And I did some praying, praise God, and I defeated Satan in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. And you know what? There has not been a time that Satan would attack and defeat me. Amen. God is always there. God is always there helping us out. He is always being true to His word. And I'm telling you, it is awesome, amen. So this morning, hallelujah, as I was, hallelujah, praise God, you know, in my office, hallelujah, you know, studying for this morning, hallelujah, I was praying, and my Heavenly Father just put this in my heart, and I said, Lord, I have preached on that before already. He says, so what? You go ahead and preach it again, and hallelujah, praise God, you are, hallelujah, a life testimony of what I can do, amen. So, praise the Lord, hallelujah. I am going to preach you this morning, hallelujah. Are you ready for the word this morning? Glory be to God. I'm telling you, I'm so excited to preach God's word. And I say that every time because it's true. And the reason I, you know, preach it because I love my Heavenly Father. Amen. But before I go any farther, I would like to wish, hallelujah, my mother-in-law a happy, hallelujah, birthday, hallelujah. Today's her birthday, hallelujah. And I just want to thank God for letting her stay with us for 86 years, amen, hallelujah. So praise God, and she is strong, amen. She is a very healthy woman, and I thank God for that. She is a child of God, and I thank my Heavenly Father for her, amen, hallelujah. So this morning, hallelujah, I want to encourage you. I want to excite you so much that you're going to jump out of your chair, hallelujah. But with what? What do I have? Well, the word of God, amen. Like I told you, hallelujah, Satan attacked my body this past week, and I prayed, and I got the victory over the lying devil, hallelujah. So some of you might be sick right now. Some of you might be listening to the word of God, hallelujah. Some of you might listen in, hallelujah, you know, and you're busy. And you might be saying, well, you know, I'll go in and out or whatever. No, take your time. Slow down. And do like Mary did, hallelujah. Take 10 minutes of your busy day, hallelujah, and just listen to the word, amen. Because I want to share something with you, hallelujah, that really, really, really excites me, hallelujah. And I want to share it with you. And we're going to be reading out of chapter 5, hallelujah, 9 of Mark, amen. I have preached on this before. It's like I mentioned this morning, I was there in my office praying and praise God, you know, fasting and all of this. And I was, praise God, I said, Lord, I already preached on that. He said, preach it again, hallelujah. So here I am, amen. Now, in chapter 9 of Mark, let me relate the story quickly to you, praise God. It's about a father who brought his son to the disciples. Well, actually, he brought him to Jesus, right? But Jesus wasn't there at the moment. He was, according to the Bible and the description and everything that we find out, he was an epileptic boy, amen? He would get seizures, hallelujah. Satan would make sure he would try to destroy this little boy, hallelujah, and what, you know, and so forth and so forth. So the father heard of Jesus. I know he did not hear about the disciples. He heard about Jesus, how Jesus was walking about, you know, doing miracles, healing people, and so forth and so forth. He brought, all right, he brought his son over, but at the moment, Jesus was not there. I could go into more detail as far as that, but I don't want to spend too much time on that. So what they did try to pray for the young man, and they failed. And they tried a couple of times, I guess, and they failed. And then the scribes, the Sadducees and everybody there, teachers of the law, they were kind of making fun of the disciples because nothing was happening. And when Jesus came to them, hallelujah, the father ran to Jesus and asked him for help, right? And Jesus said, okay, I mean, but what's going on here? Why is everybody arguing and discussing and all this and all that? And they told him. And Jesus called all of them, not only his disciples. He said to them, oh, ye, hallelujah, all right? He said, oh, ye generation of little faith, amen? So here's what I want to say. When he said that in verse 19, he said, oh, faithless generation, how long must I be with you? All right, now I'm going to jump all the way to verse 23. Amen? And Jesus said unto him, to the father of the little boy, and Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Amen? And verse 24 says, and straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, help thee my unbelief. Amen? He said, I believe, Lord, but help my unbelief. Well, let me pray. Heavenly Father, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you and I praise you for your word. Father, I'm asking you to touch the hearts right now, Lord, hallelujah. Everyone that is listening, Lord, hallelujah, even if they're not going through problems right now, Father, that their faith, hallelujah, would rise up right now. Their faith will come alive with your word, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank and I praise you, Lord. And Father, by faith, I am declaring victory right now. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. So, Jesus, hallelujah, told this man, all things are possible to them that believe. And the father said, Lord, I believe, but help thee my unbelief. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, what I want to share with you is this, hallelujah, that faith is a very, very powerful force, all right? Faith is a very powerful force. Faith can move mountains. Faith can change things. Faith can do the impossible when it's applied in the right way. And we see that Jesus told all these people, oh, ye faithless generation. Amen. Now, I want to come to their defense for a moment here. Hallelujah. All right. Why did he call them that? You know why? Because they had not heard the teachings of Jesus before. Even though the scribes, the teachers of the law, the Sadducees, all these people, even though they knew the word of God, they had preached the word of God, they had never preached it with love. Amen. They have never preached it with the passion that Jesus preached it. They could not make nobody believe. And I truly believe that they were failing in a lot of ways, you know. And the reason that they have no faith was because they never heard the word of God preached the way Jesus was preaching it. Amen. And now since Jesus came, he started to preach the word it was so mighty and powerful that the faith of the people started to be activated. He started to work. The faith, and I've told you in the past, that everyone Every single human being that has ever been born, is they have faith in their heart. But their spirit has to hear this faith. They have to hear about the word of God. Amen? So anyway, Jesus saw that this man, hallelujah, had, or let me put it this way, he had faith. All right? It wasn't working that great, but he had enough faith to bring his child over to Jesus. He knew, hallelujah, in his heart that his faith, hallelujah, and now I'm putting, I'm showing you an illustration here, that if he would come to Jesus, his son would be healed. Amen? And that was his goal, to get his son healed. Amen? And that's why Jesus told him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible. Amen? And I'm telling you, and that man, hallelujah, I mean, something sparked in him, and that something was a faith that Jesus was talking about. That's why he said, Lord, I believe, but help, hallelujah, help me, hallelujah, to fulfill or help my faith to get stronger. Some people might say, well, you know what, faith, I don't have that much faith. Pastor Delfino, he's got so much faith that, I mean, I don't think I have. Yes, you do. All of us have the same measure of faith. All of us. No matter what you're going through this morning, hallelujah, your faith, and it's in there. Amen? It's in there. You might be saying, no, it's not, brother. No, yes, it is. I can prove it to you by the word of God. And all you have to do is keep listening to the word, hallelujah, and faith will. You know, in Romans, the word of God says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, and that's what I'm preaching to you. Some of you are going through something right now, and you're thinking, well, you know what? I don't have enough faith, brother. I don't care what you say. I don't have enough faith, hallelujah, to heal me, for me to have this bright financial breakthrough. I don't have enough. Yes, you do. And listen to me. Listen to the word of God. And your spirit will start to tell you, you do have faith. You do have faith. You have so much faith that you will overcome everything on this planet. Faith is a very powerful force, brother. It was given to you and to me by our Heavenly Father. It was deposited in our spirit. But the carnal man is the one is telling you, no, you don't have no faith. But your inner man is saying, yes, we do. Yes, we do. And who is your inner man? Your spirit. Your heart. Hallelujah. That's the one's got all the faith. And your healing and everything comes from within you. Amen? Everything will, I mean, faith will start to change. Everything will start to change your body. Hallelujah. It will start to make it renew. I can't even pronounce that word. Hallelujah. To be renewed. Are you listening to me? Where there was cancer, there's no cancer no more. Oh, praise God. Hear me out. This man said, well, I do believe Jesus, but my belief has to be perfected. And Jesus, you know, just looked at him and said, bring me the child. And Jesus prayed. This child was healed, and so can you. I went through something, hallelujah, praise God, for a while there. I started to get fever in my body. I don't know if it was food poisoning or whatever. Boy, I got on my knees. I started to pray. My wife prayed, hallelujah, and praise God. I mean, my body took over, hallelujah. My faith took over. My Heavenly Father took over, hallelujah. I turned my life completely to him and say, Father, I believe that I am healed. For a couple of hours there, my body was saying to me, no, you're not. No, you're not. My spirit was saying, yes, we are. Yes, we are. My heart was saying, yes, we are. We're healed. We're healed. And praise God, here I am. And Satan did come and say, you won't be able to go preach Saturday night. I mean, Saturday morning. I say, you lying devil. I say, yeah. I mean, I slapped them upside the head, praise spiritually, of course. Hallelujah, with the word of God. I said, Satan, get thee behind me, for you do not know, hallelujah, the power of my. Yes, he did. But he was trying to convince me, you know, that I was not going to be healed. Well, anyway, right now, if you're going through something, we will open the lines, all right? We're going to open the phone lines, hallelujah. I want you to call me. Do not let the lying devil tell you that you are not going to get healed or you're not going to have the financial breakthrough that you need. Jesus here is asking you. He said, just believe. Just believe. Faith requires action. And, as you know, just by picking your phone up or getting your cell phone or whatever and calling us, that is demonstrating that you do have faith. And that is showing you, hallelujah, that you do have faith. They're showing Satan that you do have faith. And guess what? Faith will change things. And when this man's son was healed, he started to apply the word of God on him. Hallelujah. Praise God. He started to say, hallelujah, I am more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. He started to say, hallelujah, all things work together for good to them that love the Lord. Hallelujah. And he started, if God be for me, who can be against me? I mean, all these words, hallelujah, come by faith. Amen. Hallelujah. Knowing that you are more than a conqueror. You are more, I mean, you are healed. You might be saying right now, well, I don't feel healed at all. It doesn't matter. You are still healed. The fact of the matter is that you are healed. Satan is just invading your body with sickness or disease, hallelujah. And the Lord is telling you right now, hallelujah, and I've shared this with you in the past, 1 Peter 2:24 says that by the stripes of Jesus, we were healed. Past tense. In Isaiah, it says, by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed. Peter says, we were healed. Past tense. I'm going to open the lines. Call me. Don't wait, hallelujah. Don't let your mind tell you not to call, because, listen, if Satan can talk to me, he can talk to you. But I know his voice. I know the difference between the voice of God and the voice of Satan. He was saying, well, you're not going to be able to go preach Saturday morning at the radio station. Man, I slapped him upside the head with the word of God, and I start telling him, I am more than a conqueror. I am healed by the stripes of Jesus. Hallelujah. And if God be for me, he couldn't be against me. I am more than a conqueror, for I am persuaded. Hallelujah. And I started. I got healed. I was healed. You know, when I tell you, hallelujah, that Satan has no power over you, he might touch your body, but he cannot keep it. He cannot keep you sick for 10 weeks or 2 days or whatever. God will come through for you. Call me right now. Hallelujah. Call me at 221-1100. In the calling area, 221-1100. It doesn't matter how or how big or if your circumstances are overwhelming. There is nothing greater than God. Amen. Jesus has been given a name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess, hallelujah. In other words, whatever sickness you has a name. And Jesus, hallelujah, is here, hallelujah, to help you out, amen? So, call me, 221-1100, amen? 221-1100, and we'll be praying with you. Glory be to God. We'll be praying with you, hallelujah, and don't take no for an answer, amen? Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Good morning. God bless you.
Good morning. My name is Sarah, and I'm having pain in my hips.
Uh-huh.
I'm calling for healing.
Okay. What did you say your name was?
Sarah.
Sarah. We are going to pray and remove that pain from your hip, and God's going to restore your hips. And Lord, I'm telling you, he is more than able to do it. Heavenly Father, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, I lift up my sister before your very presence, Father. I pray that you stretch forth your miracle-working hand. Touch her hips right now, Father. Father, heal them in the mighty name of Jesus. And by faith, I am declaring Sister Sarah healed, Lord. She picked up the phone. She demonstrated her faith. And now her faith has healed her in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, hallelujah, Father. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. All right. Thank you, sister. All you got to do now is start thanking and praising God. Amen. All right. Call us and don't hang up. We're trying to get to you as quick as possible. The lines look like they're busy. Good morning. God bless you.
Hey, good morning, brother. I need you to pray with me and everybody agree. I've never in my life at this spiritual point of my life ever faced so many spiritual battles with what you're talking about, you know, like finances and
right.
All sudden finances and you know, in faith with, you know, just the attacks. I mean, it's just not.
Amen.
I'm like, you know, I'm not going to give up, though. That's the thing. Is it's
oh, yeah.
Easy to throw in the towel, but you know, You know, it's just, you know, I love the Lord too much. He's brought me through so much in my life. He's done too much for me. And, you know, I need those prayers because I'm speaking right in my heart when I came across the channel.
Give me your first name, brother, only. Give me your first name.
It's Paul.
Paul, let's pray. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, you tell us, Father, that wherever we're going through, you say all things work together for good to them that love the Lord. Father, and I'm agreeing with my brother Paul right now. I am declaring him more than a conqueror. Satan, you have no part with the child of God, and you know that. So right now, I curse, hallelujah, I renounce you, hallelujah, and I declare my brother Paul, hallelujah, more than a conqueror in the mighty name of Jesus, and by faith, I declare it done. Hallelujah. Brother Paul, all you got to do now is start praising the Lord. Amen? And thanking him. Yes. Amen, brother.
Amen.
You have the victory. Hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah.
Sir. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yes. Don't hang up on us. Stay on the line. We'll get to you in a minute. Hallelujah. All right. Praise God. Remember, Jesus said, only believe. Hallelujah. It's an awesome thing when you trust the Lord because, you know, he will not fail you. Man will fail you. Hallelujah. Things will fail you. But God will never fail you. Amen. 221-1100. Call me right now. Don't wait. Don't let Satan, hallelujah, take your blessing. Or don't let somebody else take your blessing. Amen. Call us. 221-1100. Outside the calling area. 772-221-1100. We got a couple of minutes left. Hallelujah. And don't wait. Don't wait, don't procrastinate, hallelujah, because that's all the advantage the devil needs for you to wait and wait and wait, and he'll come in, hallelujah, and take your blessing, hallelujah. And the man, the father here said, Lord, I believe. His faith was not perfect yet, but it was gonna get perfect. Why? Because the more we use our faith, the more powerful it becomes, even though we... Good morning, God bless you.
Good morning.
Yes.
My name is Irene.
Yes, Irene.
And I am calling for prayer, for healing, and also for a financial breakthrough.
Okay, sister, we are going to pray and agree, and you're going to see that God's going to move in your life. Heavenly Father, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, I agree with my sister Irene. I pick her up, Father. I lift her up before your presence, Father, that your mighty hand will touch her and your blessings come upon her life right now, Lord, hallelujah. And Father, I declare it a victory in her life right now, Father. And we will not take no for an answer. So I declare my sister Irene, hallelujah, prosperous, healthy, and Father, more than a conqueror. And we thank you and praise you in Jesus' name for it. Amen. And amen. Sister Irene, just start thanking God. Amen? Amen. Good morning. God bless you. Good morning. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Gerald, and I just wanted to call for prayer. How are you today?
I am doing terrific.
Great. You're doing a great job online, and I'm sure a lot of people enjoying the morning and with the prayers and everything. I'm just calling, please, to pray for me for gum disease, and I know God can heal. And second, also, I have a business plan in mind, and I want God to give me discernment so I can actually see where to put the seed so it can grow for the glory of God.
Amen,
and
brother.
Third, I like to make $100 the donation or seed. I want to plant a seed for $100 also for God to bless it and multiply it.
Amen, brother. Okay, brother, let us pray and agree together. Heavenly Father, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, I am agreeing with Brother Gerald, Father. Lord, you see the desires of his heart, first of all, Father, for healing. And you say, Father, you would give us the desires of our hearts. And right now, my brother, hallelujah, is, Father, asking for prayer. And we are agreeing with Gerald. And Father, you will bless him, and your blessings will come upon him, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, he will be bursting with blessings, Father, for the honor and the glory of your name. And Father, thank you for that. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen. Brother,
amen.
Hallelujah. We thank you, hallelujah, for calling, and all the glory goes to God. Amen?
Amen.
And God bless you, brother. Hallelujah. Yes, you can call us at 221-1100. We still got about 3 minutes left. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. I was calling for prayer, for you to come into agreement with me for a financial breakthrough.
All right. What's your first name? Give me only.
Debbie.
Debbie? All right, Debbie. And I'm going to agree with you. And remember, if you have heard the program before, I expect God, hallelujah, to do the impossible. And I expect results when we pray. Heavenly Father, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, I agree with my sister Debbie for that financial breakthrough. And Lord, I am declaring her already free, hallelujah, debt-free, Father, for the honor and the glory of your name, Lord, hallelujah. And she shall, hallelujah, call back with a praise report, Father. And we give you honor and we give you glory. Thank you for making my sister, Father, more than a conqueror. In Jesus' mighty name, Lord, again, we thank you in Jesus. Amen and amen. Sister Debbie, just start thanking God and praising him. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you.
Amen, sister. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, we got a couple of more minutes left. Hallelujah. We want to pray with you. We got about 2 minutes left. There is still time. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. 221-1100. Brothers and sisters, let me tell you, praise God. I know that the devil will attack when you least unexpected, like he did with me. But you know what? Faith is a very powerful force. Faith can change your life. Amen. Faith, hallelujah, can move mountains. What is faith? Faith is what God has deposited in your heart. We got about a minute left, all right there. Just let me know. We got about a minute left. And it's in you. It's in you. I don't care who you are. I don't care what your name is. I don't care how tall, how short. I don't care. I mean, faith is in there. And let me tell you something, and I pray that this encourages you. Amen? That you have the same measure of faith that I do. You and I, we have the same measure of faith that Jesus used when he was on earth. You and I have the same measure of faith that God used to establish the heavens and the earth and all this. Amen. Listen, we're about to run out of time. Amen. If you're in the line, which I see some of you are, don't hang up. I'm going to pray with you. I'm going to talk to you. Amen. So don't hang up. We got about 10 more seconds left. And remember, until next week, we'll be back. And we got, hallelujah, just a lot. Oh, praise God. My time's run out. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of Victory program. If you need prayer and live in Pahokee or the surrounding area, call 561-924-2564. If you live outside the calling area, call 1-800-484-8994. When the operator comes on and says, to complete your call, enter the 4-digit security code, please enter 2192. Or you may write to Delfino Garcia Jr. Ministries at P.O. Box 177, Pahokee, Florida 33476. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
Church of the Holy Comforter invites you to worship at the Stuart Alliance Church, 445 Southeast Osceola Street, Stuart, at 2 o'clock each Sunday afternoon. Sacramental and liturgical, we bring the rich heritage of the early church, the power of Pentecost, and infallible truth of Scripture together in one expression of Christ's church. We're committed to worship and prayer, bringing the healing love of Jesus into the hearts and souls of seekers. For more information, call 772-463-7547.
This is Kenneth Hagin of Faith Seminar of the Air. I learned something from P.C. Nelson that I've never forgotten. He said the time will come when you'll need faith, either for yourself or for some member of your family, and if you haven't kept your faith strong, you'll be at a disadvantage. That's why I encourage you to listen to Faith Seminar of the Air every Monday through Friday on this station, and it will help keep your faith strong.
Faith Seminar of the Air, heard at 7:15 a.m. daily on WCNO. You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Jesus is the Lord. Welcome to Life.